95% of classes are delivered online and outreach services throughout the country. So they employ six staff, there's six female staff employed, who are based in Donegal Town. But the Donegal Education Support Centre have required that the staff move their place of work to Letterkenny, which is over 60 kilometres away. So I know that the trade union, this has been going on for a while, and the Minister has met with a lot of local representatives. I know that they've had a meeting here, and I know Manus Boyle, Senator Manus Boyle here, has been very supportive of it. Deputy Charlie Ward, and particularly Deputy, I suppose, Councillor Jimmy Brogan in Donegal Town is raising this issue a lot. And we have a public, there's another meeting actually happening tomorrow night. But what I would actually like the Minister to come back with an answer, a very clear answer. So the trade union force, they're actually involved as well, and they've requested that the Donegal Education Support Centre releases the business plan and evidence a consultation which has informed the move from Donegal Town to Letterkenny. But to date, they're refusing to do this. They're saying that it's confidential matters. So what I would like the Minister to do is to provide information and release, I suppose, information that it's including their business, to include their business plan, but also some of the evidence of the consultations which informed this business plan, who the stakeholders were, where the stakeholders were based, how did they actually gather the information which is that they is trying to inform this plan? And also, I would love to see that the state would recognise that the six female staff that are employed directly, that they're funded by the Donegal Sports Centre, that if they were seen under the public service agreement, it would be seen as inappropriate for them to move over 45 kilometres from the workplace, whereas Letterkenny is over 60 kilometres. So I think, I know that the Minister has come back saying she's looking into it, and I know the Management Committee have put forward a really, a very substantial business plan, but it's to see what the evidence, where the evidence was that's supporting that business plan, who the consultations were, who were they with, and I suppose more information regarding how this development plan came about.
Thank you very much, Senator. Minister, to respond.
Thank you, Senator. And I'm very pleased to be able to respond to you. I'm responding on behalf of the department. And I suppose the first thing I want to say is that it's important to note the vital role of the 28 education support centres across the country that they have on the delivery of national programmes of teacher professional learning. I'm aware they also are an invaluable resource, local resource, for teachers in their catchment areas and are providing tailored and responsive professional learning opportunities for teachers to meet their identified needs in the region. Now, the Department of Education funds these centres and monitors governance. Under Section 37 of the Education Act, each centre is required to have a management committee appointed by the members of the centre whose function by law is to manage the business and staff of that centre. Decisions about how to run the centre to achieve the best teacher professional learning opportunities for all teachers in the centre's catchment area, including where to locate the centre, are a matter for the management committee. I still hear what you say, but I'm just giving you the legal position, as Senator. Now, I understand that in advance of their decision to relocate, the Management Committee of Donegal ESC consulted with stakeholders, including teachers, school leaders, Donegal ETB, NEPS, ATU and IDGE during March and April 2024, just over 12 months ago, and that stakeholders supported and encouraged the move. The teacher consultation took the form of a digital survey that was distributed to primary, post-primary and special schools within the county. I'm informed that the Management Committee also analysed the spread of primary and post-primary schools in County Donegal and attempted to identify the optimal location for an education support centre. A business case supporting the move to Letterkenny, a more central location was developed. Donegal Education Support Centre engaged with the Department of Education officials on the business case, and as part of normal good governance, queries were raised by the department and addressed by the centre. These included queries on the potential financial implications of the move. Following the engagement, the Department of Education informed the Management Committee in mid-December of last year that it accepted the reasons underpinning the decision to relocate to Letterkenny. As education support centres are independent bodies, the Management Committee is responsible for managing the business and staff of the ESC. All decisions in relation to the terms and conditions of staff employment are a matter for the Management Committee. The staff members of the ESC are not state employees and as such do not have entitlements to public sector benefits. They do, however, enjoy all the standard employment protections associated with an organisational decision such as this. It should be noted that the centre has confirmed that the Director and Management Committee members have been communicating with staff members about this issue since November 23 and were in contact with FORSA representatives who are acting on behalf of the staff as early as May 24. The Management Committee have developed a hybrid working model which allows staff the option of working from home for 2 days per week and flexibility around start and finish times. FORSA has now requested WRC mediation, to which Donegal Education Support Centre have agreed. The Management Committee hope that this will provide a forum to address staff concerns.
Thank you, Minister. Senator Cosgrove.
Yeah, thank you very much, Minister, for your response. I know that FORSA, I'm aware that FORSA are engaging it, that there is going to be possibly WRC intervention with it, which is welcome. But I suppose the bottom line at the end of it is that FORSA would like to see a copy of the business plan to see, because there's staff are. I don't think any campaign happens unless there's a reason, and I think that there is a huge amount of support from all the elected representatives, because not only will it have an effect, I suppose, the businesses in Donegal Town and the footfall for the local economy in Donegal Town, but also 95% of the courses delivered are online. So it possibly might affect some of our part-time teachers that are travelling, but 95% of the courses are online, which does raise questions why it should be needed to move in the first place. So I would still request that the Minister could actually see, can the business plan, which shows exactly where the consultation was, because there is concerns that possibly that Aircom, that some email addresses weren't fully active at the time, that a lot of the stakeholders, they want to know exactly who the stakeholders were, and if possible, can that be proven, can that be, I suppose, published or provided, be made available.
Thank you, Senator. Minister, to respond.
Thank you, Senator. Look, the information that I have outlined shows that a decision to relocate was taken after a period of consultation and consideration by the Management Committee of Donegal Education Support Centre, and that the Department of Education, following detailed engagement, was satisfied that it could, from a governance and funding perspective, support the decision to relocate. But I will say this much to you, Senator. I've already had a meeting with Pat the Cope Gallagher, Manus Boyle, Charlie McConlogue, Pierce Doherty, Pádraig McLoughlin, and others. I hope I haven't missed anybody, but all Donegal representatives. And we had a meeting to discuss with the Minister. And before I come in here, I grabbed literally 20 seconds with her, where she said she would consult and come back to us. So I have no news other than that for you, but it's just that we are listening, and hopefully we can find a decision that works.